So you are learning JavaScript. Now you may step into the fray. JavaScript is a really good start. I think of it as the replacement for Perl. It is very powerful and friendly. And it is the language that you still have to master if you start learning some other language. So it's a really good pick. I encourage you to start programming Linux commands that run on the Linux command line as soon as possible. The primary reason is that they have no user interface, so you can just focus on making useful commands that do useful things. The Unix philosophy here is, do one thing well. But you will soon need to put your programs on the web, and that will require being comfy with the basics of Linux. To get a smooth start, get yourself a small and inexpensive single-board computer, such as a Raspberry Pi. Maybe get it used. It has all the tools you need and comes with Linux pre-installed. There is great power in cheap, low-powered computers because they help you see when your programs run slow. Do not worry about the details of developing Linux commands. That is something you learn along the way. At first, you should start with a boilerplate. Node-CLI-boilerplate is a fully functional empty command that you can download and modify. Boilerplates are often used by the pros because they do save time, sometimes as much as an hour or two. Play around with processing folders, sorting your photos, maybe scrape the web and use Cheerio to process the HTML. Always try to integrate with whatever free AI there is. But your next step should be big. It should be about jumping directly into the fray. By programming an HTTP server-based web application and deploying it on a shared host. Oh yes, other programmers just shrieked and cringed, and a few of them had kittens. But they also suffered another large data breach and should just go work on that for now. While you should pick what web application you want to build first, I recommend a WikiWiki. They are tiny little sweet programs. Later on, you will need a back-end and an administrative area where people can log in to edit the pages. But for now, you can just hard-code a password hash in your program. To check a password hash, you run the new password through the hashing algorithm and compare if it matches the one you set up the program with. The password is not really stored in the hash. You should also salt your hash, but that is not important for now. The database of your wiki pages must live only in computer memory. An in-memory database is a life-changing programming pattern. Seriously, I am not exaggerating. It will show you how bloated other databases are. A great power. Make your database another command, another service that runs on the shared host. Hide it from the internet, but let the WikiWiki have access to it internally over localhost. Yeah, just leave all the data saving for later. But your database should use JavaScript as the API, as the query language. Your database is just a huge object whose first property is the username and the database name. And then it stores an array of arbitrary objects beneath that. So you can just serialize it to JSON and save it as a text file. That's not a big deal. So now you have a WikiWiki that uses an in-memory database with an API, or internal command, that you are already familiar with since it's just talking to objects and arrays in JavaScript. And what you are actually building here is a network probe that later you can turn into a full-fledged honeypot. This is a program that logs and analyzes information about bots trying to hack into it. The point of it is to learn about cybersecurity and programming by interacting with zombie computers that are trying to infect your app. I do not want this to be a very long text, but I want you to see how getting yourself into the web will help you develop a natural need to learn about networks, IP addresses, and set up some geolocation to try to see where those zombie computers are and maybe who they belong to. And how you will now have a need to install some security programs and scanners to review how they work, what they check for, what the common attacks are. Without jumping into the deployment of your first web application, you'd have little interest in cybersecurity and plenty of fear to deploy anything. But now, zombies are trying to poke at your computer program. You are in the fray! Ravenous! Ravenous for more knowledge!